sorry. This is me. I just wanted to be recognized to be on the staff. I didn't realize the time it expired.
Okay. So we're at
this
time.
This is Grace. I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
I second.
Okay. Moved and seconded.
May I make a friendly amendment? Because it seems like people wanted to say other things. Can we say 10 minutes instead of 5?
Well, why don't you just...
I'll say I make amendments amended to 10 minutes. Or I move to 10 minutes.
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Okay.
Madam Chair, could you put me on the stack, Yosh?
Yes, I got you on the stack. You know what, Yosh? I'm going to go to you and skip Lisa and Bob, both of whom have spoken, and then come back to Lisa, Bob, and Nia. So, Yosh?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to address Joe's concern, and he brings up a valid concern, and that is that, you know, if some director became peeved at these restrictions, I mean, guidelines are one thing, but restrictions are another. And if some director had a suspicion that books were being cooked or, you know, whatever it might be, and just walked into KPFK or whatever station and said, I demand to see the books. And then if that station manager or whoever said, I'm sorry, you know, you've got to go through... you know, either through the PNB or through the executive director, and I've got my marching orders that you cannot inspect our books until you've got some sort of authorization from on high. I mean, that is just a lawsuit waiting to happen, and I'd hate to see us go down that path.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody just came on the call.
It was Lucia coming back on.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, Bob, and Nia.
Okay. Nia already spoke on this topic?
No, I haven't.
I would defer to Nia, and then I'll go.
Okay.
Because she hasn't spoken, I don't think.
Okay. Nia?
I'd just like to say that in terms of the motion, I don't see where it's trying to deny us of anything. What it sounds like to me is that it's trying to set up a process for us to follow. Additionally, the staff throughout Pacifica, we can't hold them responsible to know what to have the bylaws memorized and the California code. So I think it is our fiduciary responsibility to set up a process that the staff can follow. I'm finished.
Madam.
Hello?
Hello. Is it my turn now then? Hello?
Hello. Madam Chair? Sherry?
Seems like we lost Sherry. I say Lisa, go.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Lisa.
Okay. I want to say the very fact, because I wasn't, since I've been on the PNB, this has not come up, but I would say the very fact that it continues to come up just goes to show that we definitely do need to have process and procedure in place, outlined, written down, so that it doesn't continue to come up again. The issue, to me, this is about an issue of, for lack of a better word, respect. And, I mean, we refer to law. We know that there have been times when Pacifica and when many of us have challenged certain things that the government said or that was law. So, for me, I think there should be a higher standard. Basically, it comes down to, you know, I ask everybody to think if they, wherever they work, and how they would feel if somebody just walked in the board of directors at any moment and said, I'm going to inspect the book or inspect what you're doing without any notice. I think that you will have a more comprehensive inspection. There are many times if somebody just walks in without any notice, but something can look like something and it's not. The person is not given a chance to prepare. That is a fundamental necessity to ensuring that you have something that is fair and that you have something that is comprehensive and correct. I know that there was an issue involving an invoice last year, and some directors were ready to go with it without giving any chance for anybody to question anything. And luckily, the will of the board prevailed to at least give people a chance to answer what initially looked one way but what was not. And so it's just, you know, for those who think that people can just walk in, I just ask them to put themselves in places where they work and if they would want that to be done. But more importantly, It provides for more comprehensive, more thorough, and more accurate inspection, and that is important to make sure the information that we get is accurate, that it can be cross-referenced, that it can be questioned, and that people can answer. So, and, you know, I think just giving notice is essential to that.
Thank you, Lisa. Bob, and that's the end of the stack.
Okay, well, the language in California law and in our bylaws talks about the right to inspection at any reasonable time. And what my understanding of this motion is, it's an attempt to define any reasonable time and set up a procedure that will not disrupt the legitimate business that Pacifica needs to do. And that's why I think there's a specific reference to pledge drives and other times where a director coming in and saying, I need to see all sorts of records, is going to really make it hard for the station to do its normal work. But getting beyond the legal and the motion part of it, I just want to address some of Nicole's and other questions about the context, because I have been on the board for 3 years and have seen a succession of inspections that, in my opinion, are driven by, as some people have mentioned on this call, by an extreme suspicion about particular employees or particular practices, rather than go through the normal procedures we have with a finance committee and an audit committee, and, you know, there's a general manager who one could ask for information from in an orderly way. They just kind of escalate to using their inspection rights in order to create a confrontation, and in some cases actually use the fact, as Nia mentioned, that not every staff member knows every detail of the legal parameters, to go to a lower level person, try to catch them unawares, and get them to do things that would be improper. And I know that these things have happened. And so this motion is an attempt to, you know, to put this in some sort of order, a reasonable order, that is not going to disrupt and is also not going to set us up for some of these legal problems that I mentioned earlier, that there could be cases where it might not be appropriate for conflict of interest reasons, for confidentiality of health records, or whatever the case may be. And so there really needs to be something in place. And I just think that, you know, rights are one thing, but the way people go about those rights and the goals that they have are something else. And we've seen all too many times that this is used as a weapon to get at one's political opponents rather than to sincerely exercise a fiduciary responsibility.
George, can I get on the track?
Okay. George, you're the last one. So.
Yeah, I don't quite understand the last part of what Bob said. I mean, as I understand the motion, even as it's written, there is no, you cannot deny the director's request, whatever you think of their motives.
That's
is
right.
That correct or is it not?
Correct.
That's right. I didn't say that.
Well, then what difference does it make what their motives are? I mean, how could you distinguish between people who are well-intentioned and not well-intentioned? There's no mechanism here for it. So I don't think that's relevant. I think really the issue is the ones I said before about the wisdom of this and the legality of it. And I certainly think the last piece, for instance, I mean, I just read this piece in California law, which said you can't ask a director to sign a confidentiality agreement to see with respect to what he's going to see, and I'm sure that applies to his agent because they're legally the same. So I think we're putting ourselves at risk, as Yosh said, for serious legal problems by putting this thing forward.
Okay. That's the end of the stack on this particular motion. And anybody want to be called on to call the question?
Call the question.
Call the question.
It's the time, so.
Okay. The question's been called. The debate has ended. And I'm gonna. I will do the rule if nobody minds.
No.
No what?
Point of information. Which one are we voting on? The one from the committee or the one from Rob?
Substitute motion.
The substitute motion from Rob.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to start at the bottom with Yosh.
No.
Okay. Joe.
No.
Jack?
Yes.
Lori, not here. Bonnie Simmons?
Pass for a moment.
Wendy?
No.
Thomas? Not here. Rob?
Yes.
Okay. George?
No.
Sarve?
Yes.
Margaret's not here. Athea?
Yes.
Mike? Not here. Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Whoops. Made a mistake here. Sorry. Ambrose?
Yes.
Okay. Lisa?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Carolyn, not here. Evelyn?
No.
Nia?
Yes.
Grace?
No.
Okay. One pass, Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Okay. I have 1, 2...
10 to 6.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes. The motion passes.
Bonnie?
I might think that I could count it.
Okay.
Request. This is Nicole. I have a request, please.
Yes, Nicole.
Can we make sure that this motion gets to staff? I mean, meaning me and Lonnie and the CFO?
Yes.
Because there is a bit of an email breakdown.
I sent it to everyone's personal email about 10 minutes ago.
Rob, did you include it on the Sawaya one? Because she somehow...
I sent it to Sawayaville at gmail.
Okay, Rob. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sherry, I have a request as well.
Yes, Wendy.
That the roll call, the people's names who voted for this be recorded in the minutes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yes, please.
And may we all live in infamy here. Okay. I'm going to ask for a report from the coordinating committee. Dan is off the call. Let me just see. I know Nicole just flew in from Texas.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Where I see it is, yes.
Point of information.
I can hear.
Yes.
There was an amendment that was sent out by email that Carolyn Burden was submitting. Is that up for discussion now, or what?
I didn't get that.
It was in Grace's.
Would you have the time that was sent, George?
Yeah, it was sent at 3:26 at 3:08 a.m.
One information, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Was that amendment to the substitute motion, or was that amendment to the original motion? George?
I have no idea. It's not on my email.
I have no idea either. It clearly applies to either one.
I'm
sorry, George. When was that sent? Something screwy with email, I think.
I didn't get it.
I got it at 3:26.
Okay.
What is that? That's Wednesday at 3:08 a.m.
Wednesday.
Oh, you got it 3:20.
On the 20.
I'm looking at the
I see. I get what you're saying.
Okay. All right.
Point of information?
Yes.
Hasn't time expired for this item?
Well, I'm going to answer. It has expired, but I still want to see if I got it or not. I don't have it.
Okay, Wednesday. I'm so sorry, George. What time on Wednesday?
3:08 a.m.
3:08.
You're...
Okay.
A.M.?
Hello?
A.M.
There's notice of adjourned meeting, PNB teleconference, Friday, March 28th.
Wait, is it Friday or Wednesday? You just said Wednesday.
Wednesday, and it's sent from...
I was reading to you what the heading is, but it was sent on Wednesday.
And the header is notice of adjourned. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. While Bonnie is looking for that, or anybody is looking for that, I'm going to move on the agenda here. Jack,
yes.
Could you do the coordinating committee report?
Sherry?
Yeah.
That motion is sent from Mary Bird.
and it includes the it's in the notice of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
From Mary Byrd.
Oh.
And it has the coordinating committee motion for directors, and then it has another motion, Carolyn Burden amendment to that motion. And then there's another coordinating committee motion on recording executive session. All of that's in the same email.
And what
but it's from Mary Byrd, not from
and
Carol.
And that's from today at 5:51.
Okay. The motion that what Mary sent me, I can't open that.
I can open that, Madam Chair. I have information I can tell you.
Yeah, and I did get it Wednesday morning at 3 a.m.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this amendment.
Sorry, go ahead.
This amendment is to the original motion, for the coordinating
right.
committee motion.
Okay.
However, the motion that we just voted on is a substitute motion. So.
Right. Okay. So then we're not going to consider that.
Thank you.
Would it be in order to bring it up as a main motion, given that it's on
no.
the same subject?
No.
I'm asking the chair.
Bob?
Well, it would be in order if there was time, but time has expired.
Okay. I request that we have another 10 minutes to consider Carolyn's motion. I'll make it as a direct motion.
Second.
That's amendment.
Okay.
Well, no, I'll make it as a direct motion. I think you're right. I think the time to make it as an amendment is passed.
Is there any objection to extending for the purpose stated?
I object.
Okay, so I'm going to take a roll call vote. And we're voting now on George's motion, which has been seconded, to extend time for 10 minutes to consider Carolyn's amendment to the main motion. Okay?
He's about to make a main motion.
I will make it as a main motion, so there's no question of Robert's rules.
Okay, so we're going to vote on extending
the time, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, Yosh? Okay, Joe?
Yes.
Jack?
No.
Bonnie? Okay. Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. Rob?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
Okay, Sarv?
No.
Okay.
Sherry, it's Bonnie. I'm sorry, I was muted.
All right. Are you voting yes or no to extend time to consider Grace's
yes.
motion? Your vote is yes?
Yes.
Okay. Afia?
Yes.
Okay. Bob?
No.
Okay. Ambrose?
No.
Okay. Lisa?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. AC?
No.
Carolyn, no. Evelyn?
Abstain.
Okay. Nia?
No.
Grace? Yes. Okay. And there was one pass from...
Lisa,
okay.
No.
And Wangaza? No.
Okay.
Yes, and Lisa, no as well.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. I hope somebody's counting behind me. I have 6 yeses and 8 no's and 1 abstention.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Okay, so the motion fails.
You don't want to be indemnified?
Madam Chair, I'm asked to move the agenda.
Okay. So, Jack? Can you please give the report of the coordinating committee?
Yeah, what I had intended was to present 2 motions from the coordinating committee's meeting of February 28th. The one that I did not present was pretty much covered by Rob's motion. So there was one other motion that the coordinating committee wished to bring to the PMB, which is on recording executive sessions, and the intent is that the secretary will then have a record to refer to. Well, that trumps my dog barking.
If you guys are going to cough, don't cough into your phone mic. Go ahead.
My apologies. Anyway, and this is just you know, there may have been some instances where people weren't entirely sure as to what happened during a closed session, and with no record, audio record to refer to, that dispute goes unresolved. We did have on the teleconference in the archive, you can hear Dan argue that, as he has argued when he came to RLSB, that the trouble with recording closed sessions is that the recording can get out. This motion calls for the recording to be only in the possession and for the use of the secretary and to be destroyed after the minutes are, I think, upon the approval of the minutes, perhaps, you know, a minute or two later would be okay. So I'll just read the motion and move it. That PNB executive session meetings be recorded, that access to the recordings be restricted to the secretary only, and that upon approval of the minutes of executive session meetings, the recordings of those meetings will be destroyed.
Okay. So that's the motion. Is there a second?
Don't need a committee meeting.
Second.
And who seconded it?
Nia.
Hi, Nia. Okay.
Committee motions don't need seconds.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes, this is George.
Hey, George, you go.
Well, I missed most of Thursday's meeting. It turned out it wasn't an executive session, but had it been an executive session, I would have been interested in hearing the debate and what went on. On this, all I can see is what was the result of motions. And I'm entitled to it. I mean, anyone is. It's just that, you know, we can't be there. So I'd like to amend it to say that access to the recordings be restricted to the secretary and directors with the approval of the secretary. That is to say, she can give us access to it, so that there's a record of who has access. Again, there's no intention of her to deny access, because it does seem to me it's something that we're entitled to hear. And this would, I think, handle the problem of letting it get out. So that would be my amendment. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Who seconded?
Josh.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on this?
Lisa?
Yes, Lisa, go ahead.
George, I want to make sure that I understand what you're saying. Are you saying then that the director could get a copy of the recording as well?
Well, they could listen to it. They couldn't necessarily get a copy. You can get the stream without having to download it, I suppose. But yes, I mean, in principle, there probably is technological ways that you could download it or copy it somehow.
Okay, George, you don't have the answer to that, and I actually don't want cross conversation. So, who else would like to?
Jack on the stack, please.
Okay. Anyone else on the stack? Who? Was there any? Did someone say after Jack? Jack, go ahead.
A stream can be recorded. It's called capturing a stream. So we have to be really careful about saying, well, it would be restricted and it wouldn't be, you know, a director wouldn't be given a copy. I honestly don't know how that would be done technologically. You can create an archive of virtually anything, audio, video, that exists in digital form. And anti-piracy won't work either, because it can all be thwarted.
Okay. Did Doc say that she wanted to talk, Doc?
No, not on this.
No.
Okay.
Yosh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Yosh. Then would you please go?
Sure. Basically, I think Jack has stolen my thunder, or whatever thunder there was. Yeah, basically, you know, when we're on a telephone conference, I mean, you can just record the whole thing right off your telephone. We don't need Mary, our secretary, to, you know, give us permission. You know, it could be recorded if we so intended. So, you know, trying to put restrictions on that, we can try, but, you know, I just don't see that it's feasible. And
okay. Anyone else want to address this?
I have a remark. This is Grace.
Okay, Grace.
I think what George is talking about is if you were not able to attend the meeting and you wanted to know what occurred in the meeting, and you're a director, then the secretary could give you access to the audio of the meeting.
This is Wendy.
Yes, go ahead, Wendy.
So I'm on the coordinating committee, you guys, and we talked about this quite a bit. And, you know, what we're trying to do here, I mean, first of all, one thing that happens is that we have these meetings that go on for a long time, even in executive session. We're talking about a motion that... We want to make sure that those motions are recorded properly. We can't have people sending the text after the fact or anything like that. And there's been lots of times where it would have been in the best interest of the foundation to be able to have a record to go back to. On the coordinating committee, we talked about this a lot. I argued that kind of what George is saying, but you know that we need to be able to hear it too. But you know, it ended up being amended so that this is the motion that you have, where we allow at least the secretary to have a recording of the meeting. It actually, to have it be destroyed afterwards was another amendment that came through. I urge the board to vote for this motion. We need this. If you want to amend it now, good luck with that. But at least let's pass this, and maybe we can get accurate minutes of what we did in executive session.
Sherry, it's Bonnie.
I would support amendments, by the way. But
may I get back on the stack again?
And Bob.
Ask everybody else.
Okay. Bonnie and Lisa, and we're almost at time, I think.
Did you hear me, Bob?
No, I did not.
I would say they could go before me, whoever hasn't gone yet.
Well, okay, great. Bonnie?
I understand fully that it would make sense to let the secretary be able to have a record because things do get confused, as everyone else has pointed out. I just wanted to mention that in our confidentiality agreement, we are not precluded from sharing information with other PNB members from executive sessions, and I believe that's why that's in there. It's not perfect, but I think that is the best system to just have people fill in other PNB members on executive sessions.
Okay. Bob and then Lisa.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that when one of the members earlier said that anyone can record from their phone, some people have the equipment to do that and some don't. And I think that's why this motion is important, is regardless of who the secretary is or what equipment he or she does or doesn't have, that they'll always have that guaranteed. And as far as the comment about no system is foolproof, that's certainly true with people who have advanced capabilities to, you know, to get access to files they're not supposed to. But for the average person, my understanding is if you put a password on a file, that's secure against, you know, against most people. You'd have to go to a fair amount of trouble to, you know, get around that. So I think, you know, this could be a meaningful way to keep it secure, so that the secretary who needs it is the one person that really can refer to it for her minutes.
Okay. And Lisa?
I was just going to say, and whereas I understand the spirit of what George is saying, and there's certainly no reflection on the bringer of the amendment, but I would just have to say that I couldn't support that because we're talking about executive sessions, and it's just, you know, it's one thing for the secretary, and to me it's not even a perfect solution, but I'm like, okay, because we do need to make sure we have certain things that are properly recorded. But, you know, that the recording should be destroyed as soon as possible. And it's just my experience that the more people have access to a recording, the more increases the likelihood that will get out. And I have seen things in an executive session on the PMB get out on board faster than even before the executive session is over. So, you know, I'm just saying, I think that I understand the spirit, but that's why I can't support it.
Okay, thank you. I think we're at time. Does anybody
want to? We're at 9:48.
May I speak again 3 minutes in response to some of the criticism?
What time, Bonnie?
Okay. 10 minutes.
Where are you saying we're over 10 minutes or what?
You're at 10 minutes on this.
Okay.
Could I have an extension for 3 minutes to speak to some of the objections on it, to the amendment?
You can have 2 minutes, George.
Okay. The question of things getting out isn't addressed by this. Anybody who is there at the meeting can leak things. The amendment was intended to allow people who weren't there the same access to the information as the people who were there. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's less than... You have 1 minute and 46 seconds. No. Okay. Somebody's called the question.
Yes, on the amendment.
Call the question on the amendment.
Right. Okay. I'm going to start with Bob.
Okay. So can the amendment be reread, please?
Yes,
George.
Please. Sorry, looking in the wrong place. That access to the recordings be restricted to the secretary and directors with the acknowledgement of the secretary.
Hello?
That's not what you said earlier.
Well, the commission said, but...
Madam Chair, upon information.
Yes.
George, could you send us the on the email, whatever?
I think so.
Your amendment?
Let's see. If I respond to something from Sherry, does that go to the whole list?
If you reply to all, unless it was just a communication between you and myself.
Okay, I think I'll do that just now.
Hit the reply to all and see if everybody...
Give me a minute to do that.
I'll give you the remainder of your 2 minutes, George.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm wondering if George, maybe he will consider a friendly amendment.
Well,
specifically that the recording be made accessible to board members who were not present at the PNB meeting or at the executive session.
That was the intention.
Right, and so would you accept this
absolutely.
As a friendly amendment?
Yes, I would.
Madam Chair, the question is called?
Or? Yes, the question is called. So I don't know if you can you amend an amendment after the question is called? No. Okay. So I'm going to start.
No, hang on a second. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
For information,
yes,
would that be inclusive of Yosh's amendment?
No,
yes.
I would be out of order.
Okay.
Yosh's out of order.
Again,
Yosh.
Sorry.
It would be a problem. All right. George, could you just read the amendment?
Yes. That the PNB executive session meetings be recorded. That's part of what it was. That access to the recordings be restricted to the secretary and then replace only with directors. I think the way I originally phrased it, directors with her permission or with the permission of the secretary. I didn't intend for that to be denied, but that's, I think, how I said it. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. So I'm going to call the roll again. George's amendment first. Bob Lederer.
Pass.
Ambrose Lane.
Abstain.
Lisa.
No.
Okay. A.C. Byrd.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton isn't here. Okay. Doc.
Was that Doc?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Nia Bediako. Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Athea.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Who's that? Who just said abstain?
Athea.
Oh, Athea, you did. I thought somebody else. All right. Athea's abstaining. Margaret isn't here. Sarv Randhawa. Okay. George.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Wendy.
Yes.
Bonnie.
No.
Jack Van Aken.
No.
Okay, Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Yosh.
Yes.
Okay. I had a pass for Bob Lederer.
Abstain.
Okay. And I think that's it, correct? Nia? Yeah.
No.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, wait. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. One, two.
What happened to Sarv? I'm sorry.
Four noes and three abstentions.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Sarv, I had to leave here.
Okay, do you vote yes or no, Sarv?
No.
Okay. So that doesn't really change the outcome, I don't think. Where are you, Sarv? Rundawa, there you are. Okay. No. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. One, two, three, four, five noes. So the amendment passes. Now we're going to vote on the main motion. Okay. Starting at the bottom, since I totally confused myself. I apologize, Yosh. Yosh, you're it. Main motion.
As amended.
Yes.
Okay. Joe Wanzala. Okay.
Yes.
Guys, you know, Jack Van Aken.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Point of information.
Mm-hmm.
So that does include...
That's correct.
The end of it, the recordings of those meetings will be destroyed.
Correct. Yes.
No. Yes.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Madam Chair, one
yes.
Information. This is the main motion as amended.
Yeah.
The recording is not destroyed if you include that amendment.
No, well, I didn't change that part.
No, it's destroyed after a certain period of time.
Oh, okay.
Option. All right. Okay. Wendy.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
George.
Yes.
Sarv.
Yes.
Afia.
Yes.
I finally heard you. Bob.
Yes.
Ambrose.
Yes.
Lisa. Vote your conscience, Lisa.
Can I pass a moment?
Yes, you may pass, of course. AC. Okay. Carolyn, no. Evelyn.
Yes.
Okay. Nia.
Yes.
Grace.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Well, let me see. One, two. Did I miss anybody? No. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 11, 13. 14 yeses, one abstention. Okay. Next item on the agenda. How are we at time, Madam Timekeeper?
I'm sorry. After we got to the vote, I stopped it.
Okay, great. What time did the meeting start?
8:49.
Okay, great. Now, so that one's done. We have three items left on the agenda for tonight. We have the motion from my motion about the unauthorized recording of PMB staff. We have the affiliates report, and we have the working group report on the canceling of one meeting.
There's no affiliates report. In my last email, asked that the agenda be that the item be moved to the Houston meeting.
Okay.
And neither you nor Lori are able to respond to the questions that were presented at this time, if you...
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay, that will be moved to the Houston media. Is there any objection from anybody on the board?
No.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. She can't make the report, so... even if everybody on the board objects,
good observation, Sherry.
Okay, great. Well, then that's moved to Houston. Since it is somewhat related to the director's inspection, I sent around a motion, and I'm hoping that everybody got it, and I just resent it. And I'm happy to read it. Fia, would you please chair the meeting so that I could? Would you take over the chair of this portion?
Certainly.
So may I ask if everybody got the motion?
Yes.
Not sure.
I don't have access to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
You, Fia. Then I'm going to read the
short.
Motion. It is very short. I'm short. My motion is short. Okay. This is a motion about the director's unauthorized recording of staff. The Pacifica Board condemns the recording of phone conversations of Pacifica employees without their knowledge and consent. It shall be the policy of the PMB that no PMB director... Trying to make sure I'm reading the right one now. It shall be the policy of the PMB that no PMB directors or their agents and directors inspectors, LSB members or LSB committee members shall engage in electronic recording of conversations, whether in person or via telephone, with any Pacifica staff member, paid or unpaid, or with any other PMB director, or their agent and director's inspections, LSB member or LSB committee chair, without their knowledge and consent, and with the exception of public meetings of any Pacifica governance body.
I second that.
Okay. And I would like to motivate this, Madam Chair, if I might. Okay. There was a lot of online conversation after there was an inspection in New York, and prior to Foundation Counsel Dan Siegel's entering that inspection via telephone, some directors and or their designated agents had begun recording the interaction during that request. Dan Siegel then came on the phone, the recording continued, and no one informed him that the conversation was being recorded. Now, had everybody on that particular call been in California, it would have been a felony. It's not against the law in the state of New York, nor is it against federal law. But it is against the laws of some states, and more importantly, it should be against the politics, integrity, and conscience of people associated with the Pacifica Radio Network to record telephone conversations of employees, staff, or anybody without that person's knowledge and consent. I just find it reprehensible. So I propose this motion to so that the board can adopt a policy that would publicly state that the board does not condone this behavior and will protect its employees from surreptitious recording.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be on the stack.
Do we have a second?
Yes,
I second it too. Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I'd like to speak in opposition to this motion because, for example, it was adjudicated at KPFK that private emails, when done through the KPFK server, were allowed to be viewed and read by KPFK management. KPFK has security cameras in various different places because we've had theft problems. Therefore, we have ongoing surveillance of public and staff who come into the building, not all of whom are notified of this surveillance. Also, I believe that in a business place, the same rules of privacy do not apply as would be applicable to a person's personal communication outside of the workplace. I believe that it may be, I don't know what the legal parameters are, but I know that if we want to address this, we need to address it globally, not just in one particular instance, because there is ongoing surveillance of people who have no idea that the surveillance is going on at KPFK.
Is there someone else who wants to speak to the motion?
Yes, yeah, speaking in favor, this is Nia.
And
go then Wendy after that.
Okay. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'd like to speak in support of this motion. You know, after all, this is Pacifica. And when this first happened, and since, you know, I have been somewhat implicated in all of this, I wrote that I expect better from Pacifica. I mean, we do programs in our air about the unauthorized surveillance of people in the country. This is what we talk about, the Bush's government, right? And we as directors, I don't think that we should be tape recording people. I don't understand without letting them know. And in that particular situation, I guess I could speak to that. I got a call saying that there was someone there at WBAI, and did I know anything about that because I'm the auditor, the chair of the audit committee. What I did was I called to verify that the member was there. I wasn't going to take the staff's word for it, so I called. And then, lo and behold, I heard, yes, the person was there, and then so forth. So that's the chain of events. But like I said, we criticize the Bush government for unauthorized wiretapping and taping. So I think we should be at least a cut above the Bush government and not involved in that type of behavior.
George Stack, please.
Okay. Wendy?
Thanks. I appreciate the spirit of this motion. I don't think I'm going to vote against it. But I just wanted to say that I think that the problem that people are having is that what happened was that there was an inspection in progress. The staff and the management at the station were part of it. They did not mind that it was happening. And then in the middle of all this, the station got a call from the acting executive director. And I think what the problem is right here is that they don't like what he said. All I'm trying to say is that this whole thing of distracting the board on let's talk about recording employees against their will is distracting from the fact that our executive director at the time denied an inspection, and that's what we should be talking about, is why did that happen, not did somebody record what he said.
May I get on the staff, please, Madam Chair?
George?
I'd like to move to divide the question. It seems to me there are two separate things going on here. One is a policy, which is stated in Section 2, and one is a moral judgment, which is in Section 1, and by virtue of the timing of this motion, has to apply to the acts at BAI and to the events that transpired there. And people may have very different judgments about that. So I think it's worth discussing both of them, but I would like to discuss them separately. So I move to divide the question. Do I have a second for that?
A second.
Okay. Are there any objections to dividing the question?
Divide where, George?
Well, between 1 and 2.
I have just...
I can't hear you, sir.
I don't have 1 or 2. I have just one motion.
Again, I'm looking at the one I got from...
You know, this is Sherry. That was just sort of an introduction, and I didn't mean to leave those numbers on. It was just the sense of introducing the motion, which is really two. The motion is two.
I see. So number one is not on the agenda then?
It is part of the motion, but it's just awkwardly written there.
Okay, so can I just repeat it for Sov where the break is?
Go ahead.
Divide the question. The first part would be the Pacifica National Board condemns the act of board members recording phone conversations with Pacifica employees without their knowledge and consent. That would be the first piece to look at. The second would be it shall be the policy of the PNB that no PNB directors or their agents or indirectors inspections, et cetera. Is that clear?
I'll state the last one again.
The second part would be it shall be the policy of the PNB that no PNB directors or their agents in directors' inspections, LSB members or LSB committee members shall engage in electronic recording of conversations, whether in person or via telephone, without any Pacifica staff member, paid or unpaid, or with any other PNB director or their agents in directors' inspections, LSB member or LSB committee member, without their knowledge and consent, with the exception of public meetings of any Pacifica governance body.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Sir?
Please.
The first part is simply the National Board does not condone the recording of phone conversations. And then the second part, it just says that we shall not record them. So I don't know why we need to do that in two. First is a preamble. It's not a part of the motion, really.
Right.
I wrote the motion. May I? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Please.
I do think that the board, this is the Pacifica Radio Network. We either, you know, and my feeling when I created this, wrote the motion, it is illegal activity in some jurisdictions. And it's immoral, as far as I'm concerned, within the political philosophy of people who want to associate themselves with the Pacifica Foundation. So I asked the board to consider condemning. I mean, you can't – I'm astounded to hear that because we live in an age of increasing surveillance and Big Brother activity and we support the ACLU or the Lawyers Guild or any other lawyer, the Center for Constitutional Rights, who does whatever they can to limit the expansion of surveillance, that it's okay for us as members of Pacifica to both air all of those people and to say it's okay if one of our staff or employees or members is recorded surreptitiously. So I condemn the behavior, and I want the policy adopted, and it's one
point of order. Point of order. George.
Go ahead, George.
We're having the conversation that I wanted to have after we divided the question, but the motion to divide the question is not debatable, so we just have to vote on it or accept it by if there's no objection, and then we discuss the two pieces separately.
I object to dividing the motion.
I think that is the question, the last question that I asked. Okay, so then since there is an objection, then
vote.
We proceed to vote. And I don't have...
I'll do it, if do you want me to... Can I do it?
I don't... If no one objects to Sherry doing it, I would appreciate it.
No.
Because I don't have anything with me.
No objection.
And are you voting now on dividing it?
Yes,
whether or not we should invite. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, I'm going to start from the top this time. I know this. Great. Yes, for dividing it.
One information.
Go ahead, sir.
What we're voting on is whether to divide it or not.
That's correct.
And if we say no, then we are against dividing the motion.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, Grace.
Yes.
Nia?
No.
Evelyn?
Abstain.
Carolyn? I'm sorry, she's not here. AC?
Okay.
Lisa?
No.
Okay. I can vote, and I vote no. Ambrose?
Yeah.
Are you saying yes?
Yes.
Okay. Bob?
Abstain.
Afia? Oh, you can't vote, I'm sorry. Starve?
No.
Okay. George?
Yes.
Okay. Rob?
No.
Okay. Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. Bonnie?
No.
Okay. Jack?
No.
Okay. Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Yosh? Okay. No Yosh. So we have...
Sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
Muted. Yosh votes yes.
Okay. I have one, two...
7-6. 7-6, yes.
4, 5... 6 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. Okay.
We're going to do that again?
The motion fails. Or, no, I'm sorry, Athea. It's 7 noes and 6 yeses.
I didn't.
2 abstentions.
And 2 abstentions.
Which... Madam Chair, what motion are we talking about? I just missed the...
We're voting whether or not to divide the motion, to divide Sherry's motion, which in part deplores...
Yeah, I had heard that part before I own stuff.
Are you voting yes to divide it or yes to...
No, not to divide it.
You're not wanting to, so we have a tie.
No, I'm voting no, not no.
You don't want to.
He voted no.
He's voting no, not divide.
So that is that not a tie, Sherry?
Oh. No.
It's a motion to divide fails. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses?
6 yeses.
6 yeses. Okay, so the motion fails.
Okay. All right, then we go to the...
Call the question on the main motion.
There we go to the main motion.
Okay.
I object to calling the question.
Okay.
Okay. What is your objection?
I want to say something about it. The motion
is... Okay, I'll withdraw my objection. That's it. Go ahead, say it.
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
It's a motion.
So speaking to the motion as it is, I have to vote against the whole thing. The first of all, as I understand it, it isn't a felony to do what was done, even in California. That and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I my understand the law is that if you're on a public speakerphone, and Dan knew he was on a speakerphone, then you've foregone your right to privacy, and even in California, it's not illegal to record that conversation. Apparently, the recording was going on before he joined, but he knew he was on a speakerphone, and so he took the risk. So in terms of the actual act in question, I don't think that there's any serious issue of legality. It's certainly not a felony. In terms of the morality of it, I mean, it's clear what the intention was by recording that, which was that... the director felt that she was being improperly interfered with by the legal counsel and wanted to have a very clear record of what that was. And I think that was an appropriate action to take at that time. So I can't see voting to condemn that action in any way, shape, or form. As far as the second part is concerned, whether the policy itself is wise, I agree with Grace. I don't know what we're going to do. We're also recording people who come in and out of the station. We need to do it in order to protect the station valuables, and as far as I can see, this policy would make it illegal, or at least against the policy.
May I be on the stack?
Lisa, go ahead.
Just a couple of things I want to correct, because some people, I want to make, for the purposes of the stream, some directors are talking about how staff felt at WBAI who don't even go into WBAI because they are not at, in the New York area. And I just know that the comments that I heard does not support one director's assertion that staff had no problem with this. I think we should be careful about just making assumptions about staff or statements.
I'm sorry, managers.
Not at the stations. But anyway, and I just, I'm just kind of surprised by some of this conversation, because that would mean that we have to be true to ourselves and some people who are against this motion, because, you know, when we have the government, everybody has a reason for doing why they, for doing the things that they do. We have all this going on, secret recordings and all this kind of stuff, and I thought the Civic was against that, but I guess I guess some people are not so against it. So I support the motion.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
And Rob.
Go on. Okay, go ahead, Nia.
Grace, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
I just heard two members ago say that a speakerphone is public. I don't understand. The speakerphone was in an office at the radio station. It was not downstairs on Wall Street on a speakerphone. That would make it public. It was in an office of a paid staff person at WBAI. So like Lisa said, I don't want people who work here and don't know both sides of the truth to be misled.
Madam Chair, stack please, Yosh.
Madam Chair, we're
okay,
at 21 minutes.
I'm sorry, the timekeeper?
21 minutes on this item.